few ways that I have addressed cultural gaps. It's personally, and starting with me, self-reflection, learning what my views are, learning and admitting that I didn't know all that I should have known, but being willing to learn it, eliminating implicit bias, which is, like it or not, we all have them. The benefit is identifying them and then working through them. And that has opened many doors just in my personal life and in my work life with my colleagues. Another piece has been just having courageous conversations. And I think that's a wide spectrum. But for me, what I've experienced is it's okay to ask a question and not to have malice behind it. It's one thing to not know, to be ignorant in something and not be malicious. And I think that has helped within our staff. And I think it helps with our interaction with our students because, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So if you're able to ask or you're able to read a book or able to sit through PD and receive some wonderful information, I think that truly helps us to achieve that closing of the cultural gaps. A cultural gap that I've experienced with one of my students, a young lady, and she was explaining the quinceañera to me, which I've heard of the term and I understood it was a party. The pieces I didn't understand was it's very intricate. It's almost the pieces of a wedding for this young lady who's turning 15. My student was not turning 15. She was going to be in the quinceañera, but she would come in every day explaining they went for their dress fitting. They had to pick out their colors, their shoes, their fingernails. And she was sharing in a small group setting. And it was interesting to see the interplay between the other three students and this young lady. They were asking questions. I was asking questions. She was very open and super excited to share with us all the pieces that were going into this quinceañera. And the other students had wonderful questions. They didn't realize it was such a big deal for this culture and a young lady turning 15. So a few of the kids asked, "Do you get this when you're 20? Which was a great question, because why not? Increments of five. Another student asked, "Do the boys get a party or is it only for girls?" She was very nice and patient and did a wonderful job of explaining it. And every day she came back, we had a new question for her. And we were just excited for the event as she was.